And that's all the news for now. But in the meantime, here's some letters to the evening news. And we have our usual mixed postbag.
A raging issue recently has been the lack of parking at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital at Coney. Why not a multi-storey car park, says June Clarkham of Dereham, who says, "We are feeling somewhat confused about the issue regarding the parking at the NNN University Hospital. We have always been led to believe that the hospital and car park came under different ownership, but now, when changes are being proposed, it's supposed to be to help the hospital. I have always wondered why a multi-storey car park has never been considered, with a covered walkway to the hospital. Of course, the excuse will be cost, but surely purchasing more and more land for parking doesn't come cheap, and this would prevent patients having to walk a considerable way from car parks in all weathers on such an exposed site. Not every person who has walking problems has a blue badge, otherwise there would never be enough spaces for the more seriously disabled."
The thoughts for redevelopment of Anglia Square get a boost from online writer Anthony Yee, who says, "I, for one, would love to see a new vibrant community area to include shops, restaurants, a sports centre, bus station interchange, and a multi-storey car park. The addition of 1,000-plus new homes should make the area feel alive. Anglia Square really needs a new image, and hopefully, if this goes ahead, it will deliver this. I hope that the area under the flyover is included in the redevelopment plans."
Still on the same subject, Robert Norris of Norwich pushes the perennial idea of a concert venue. "Re-Anglia Square owners call on the public to have a say on its future. I'd like to see a top-quality concert venue in this area. Many people in the city have been crying out for this for a long time, and this could be the perfect opportunity to realise their dream. There has been a cinema on the site for as long as I can remember, so entertainment has always played a key role in this area of Norwich."
V. Colby of Norwich is surprised that the Christmas light display does not extend to St. Stephen's. And she says, "I've been walking through the city looking at the lovely lights all around the market and Gerald's, but have been puzzled because there is no sign of any lights on St. Stephen's, where we've always had them in the past. And without wishing to use a pun, can anyone shed any light on this?"
Finally, priorities for local government spending are criticised by Jacqueline Voller of Norwich, who says, "Apparently, a Labour councillor has managed to get the go-ahead to improve the grass verges on Chapelfield Road. Sorry, but I'm unable to congratulate you, not while Goldsmith Street Greyhound opening remains without replacement housing. It's 9 years and 7 months since the tenants were evicted. What a dreadful waste of money."